And Mark Coughlan from Primetime is on the line now to tell us more about their special programme on road safety on RTE1 at 9:30 tonight. And one finding in particular, it seems local authority road engineering teams can't view the data on road collisions over the last 6 years. Mark, tell us what you found out.
Yeah, hi Anya. What's happened is road engineers in all the councils around the country, to use the word of one expert we spoke to, have been left in the dark when it comes to making key decisions about the type of road improvements which are intended to address road safety issues. Now, the councils are responsible for maintaining 95% of the whole road network, but the engineers who make decisions about changes and improvements on those roads have not had sight of any data on any collisions that occurred over the last 6 years, due to a GDPR issue around how that data is shared. So in 2020, that legal issue arose. Questions were raised about whether the local authorities have the legal right to receive the data, which originally comes from the Garda Pulse system, from the Road Safety Authority under GDPR. And the conclusion was that local authorities don't have the statutory footing required to receive it. And at that point, we understand no more data was uploaded into a special, highly detailed interactive map for the engineers all across the country to make use of.
So in the past 6 years then, what's been happening?
In those years, the map remained available with data on collisions up to about 2018 included. The RSA told us that in taking what they called a pragmatic approach, they did share certain parts of the data with the state agency, which oversaw the process on behalf of councils. But because the GDPR issue was still outstanding, it seems that data was not added to the map. So the data wasn't being updated beyond 2018. Now, that was until November 2023, November last year, when the body handling the map, the Local Government Management Agency, requested that the RSA stop sharing the more limited version of the data until the GDPR issue, the legal issue, was properly resolved.
Okay.
And at the same time then, it removed the old data, which was visible to the roads engineers across the country.
So if you're a road engineer working for a local authority and you've to make a decision about road design and you want to design the safest road possible, what data can you access to inform that decision?
If you're one of them, you make the decision without the data. Now, this is stuff which an Irish road expert based in Sweden described to my colleague Jack McCarran as the first key ingredient in improving road safety. So it's important. But it seems it's stuck in this quagmire of GDPR and legal issues, which, from reading a statement provided by the RSA, looks like it will require either a ministerial directive or legislative change to resolve. For their part, the Department of Transport described it as a complex issue and told us that it hopes the data sharing will be able to resume later this year. But something similar was said by a junior transport minister in the Oireachtas about 18 months ago. We're also told a formal consultation process is underway with the Data Protection Commission about the problem. So that's where it stands.
All right, Mark, thank you for that. And that Primetime special on road safety, there's lots more detail about all of this on tonight's programme, RTE1 at 9:35, 25 to 10.